But we were under dive bombing attack on Miracle Number 6, and I think they dropped about 24 bombs on our ship because they could see our battle tanks on deck. And every bomb missed. Every bomb fell in the water and exploded in the water. But the ship was terribly racked by the concussion. We entered the White Sea about, I guess, all the ships were not with us, but there were now about 9 survivors. We didn't know how many of the survivors there were because the airways had been filled with distress calls. We were cut off from these 9 or 10 ships that went into the White Sea with us and sent to a secret port called Molotovsk. There was one dock, and it was a new port that they dug out of a moderate-sized river. I guess they did that because we had the 50 tons of dynamite, and apparently no other ship had that. The other ships went on to Archangel, but we stopped in the secret port of Molotovsk. And we were there from July 12 to about September 12, almost 2 months. We spent a month discharging cargo and a month waiting for the return convoy. So in the middle of September, don't remember the exact date, the 10 ships that went to Archangel came by in a single line and we joined them. I half expected the Germans to be waiting for us at the mouth of the entrance to the White Sea, but they were not there. It was just too obvious. We started home, steering west in the Barents Sea, and we had some snow squalls. So the temperature was really cooling fast. The sun had gone well south. And the submarines met us out near North Cape Norway, although we stayed as far away as we could. It was possible. I went up to the bridge at 8 o'clock one morning to relieve the chief mate on watch, and he said to me, he says, count the number of ships. And I said, well, there's supposed to be 11. He says, well, count them. And I could only count 9. He said, we lost 2 ships during the night. And I hadn't known that. I had been sleeping all through the night. And we turned south.
So no call would have been made back to your ship or to the other ships that they were in distress?
Well, we hoped that we had a couple of rescue ships, and we hoped they get picked up. The crews got picked up. But I didn't know anything about, I didn't find out about if that actually happened or not. We turned south, and a great storm came up. And the waves were about 1,300 feet long from crest to crest and about 65 feet high. And that helped us by preventing attacks by submarines. And the ship had been damaged by the bombings.
This is still the Samuel Chase?
Yeah. The ship had been damaged by the bombings on the inbound voyage with cargo, in the effect that all the bearings for the shaft from the engine to the propeller, all the bearings had been cracked except one. And so the chief said that we couldn't possibly make it home unless we had repairs. Well, let me go back to the... It's sort of an interlude.